Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and we are on our third week of February, crazy, talking about this month starting your 2026 right. And this week I wanted to address, should you be considering a testamentary trust in your will in 2026? Now, I've done very detailed podcast on testamentary trusts before, but in a nutshell, a testamentary trust will is where in your will, on your death or the death of you as the last surviving spouse, your will establishes a testamentary trust. So everything in your estate goes into the testamentary trust, is owned by the trust. You have trustees that control the trust, and then you have the beneficiaries of the trust. A very normal circumstance is whereby the beneficiaries of your trust are your children, and they are, if they're adults, they are the trustees of that trust. If they're minors, we appoint someone else temporarily, does not have to be legal guardians, and in particular does not have to be their other parent that may be surviving if you have split from the other parent. And then the nominated beneficiaries are your children, and automatically their children, their children, their children are primary beneficiaries. So receive all the benefits of the testamentary trust, all the protections of the testamentary trust, but don't actually own any of the assets. So what that means is that if they separate from a spouse, go through family court proceedings, bankruptcy proceedings, get a court judgment against them, we remove their control as trustee. It's an automatic disqualification that happens under the trust deed. And then when the bankruptcy court or the family court's looking at the trust, we want them to go, that's not that person's personal asset, therefore it's excluded. Okay, it doesn't form part of the family court, doesn't form part of bankruptcy, cannot be pursued under a judgment debt. That's the idea of the protection mechanism of it. It has a lot of tax advantages. I'm not a tax lawyer, can't tell you all those. Great taxation benefits, particularly if you have minors, because they receive $22,000 a year tax-free as at the time of recording. So you've got all these tax advantages, you've got all these protections, and it really creates an amazing ability for passive income to occur for all your beneficiaries for now 125 years. The New Property Law Act last year said that trusts in Queensland go for 125 years. So it is an amazing mechanism that you can put in your will. I think it's a fantastic generational gift that you can gift to everyone. As I said, I have podcasts that go into detail. I could talk about testamentary trusts all day, and I actually do talk about them all day, because I find that about 9 out of 10 people that come to me go with a testamentary trust will. They love the protection benefits when they have adult children, the fact that their grandchildren are automatically included as beneficiaries. And then for people with minor children, they love the idea that they have a very particular set of people controlling the finances for their minor children. And where someone is doing an individual will and have separated from the parent of their child, they love the fact that that parent doesn't get any of their hands on the money that's in the testamentary trust. So those are really the main reason that people love them, and it's the main reason that I recommend them to people as well. I think a lot of people, you know, particularly around divorce, family court proceedings, a lot of people have really experienced that or know someone that has experienced that. So having these protection mechanisms in their will is something that they really love. So that was a very long-winded way of me to ask whether you should be considering it in your testamentary trust. So if you have just a basic will, what that generally means is that you've probably gifted your residue estate to your spouse if you have one, and then to all your children equally. That's a very standard way to do it. When that child receives the benefit of your estate, you know, that becomes their personal asset, and it's up for grabs in family court proceedings, bankruptcy, if they have a judgment debt against them. So if you have adult children, so I think this is probably one circumstance that you should consider a testamentary trust. If you have adult children and you have concerns about their relationships, about their financial management generally, then a testamentary trust is a fantastic way to give them everything. Here you go, kids. Here you go. But it's got conditions and you can't just spend it willy-nilly. And I've got these amazing protection mechanisms for you. So if you have adult children that are that way inclined or you have concerns about their relationship, that's a great reason to get a testamentary trust, okay? Another really good reason is if you have minor children, okay? Because the way that it works, definitely in my basic wills, is that when there's been a gift to a minor child, discharging that gift to legal guardians is enough for the executor. Okay, so that's one option. The other option really is that it's held as a bare fixed trust until they turn 18. Okay, a lot of people say, I want them to have access at 25. Well, under the Trust Act, they can actually apply for access at 18. So just because you've put that in your will doesn't hold a huge amount of weight. So people love that, particularly when they have a parent that they're not with, that they can put it into the testamentary trust, dictate who has control over it. You can build in the kids. So at a certain age in time, you make those kids a pointers and they can make themselves trustee at say like 28, 30. That's what most people with minors do. So we build in the kids into the testamentary trust and it allows them to have much more oversight. I mean, it's a discretionary trust, which means that the trustees have a very wide discretion as to what they can and can't do, obviously taking into account the trust deed and the Trust Act. But that is different to just gifting a bare or fixed trust in a will, whereby there's a very fixed, the powers are very fixed in what they can do, which is literally give it to children as they require it for schooling, clothing, all that kind of stuff. Whereas this discretionary trust is much wider in what they can do. The trustees can really invest the money. They could buy property for your children, you know, before your children turn 18. So there's a lot of options available there. I just like the idea better. For me personally, my wills have testamentary trust in them. I know at least one of my parents has a testamentary trust will as well. So I really love that side of it for minors and you can really build them in. So those are really two reasons why you should be considering a testamentary trust. The other reason actually that I've just thought about as I'm talking to you, because that usually happens to me, is that if you have a large asset base. So what I'm finding, and I'm sure you've read about this all over the news, is that A, people are living longer, okay? And B, due to property prices at the moment, people's estates are becoming much larger than they anticipated. So in the past, we may have had, you know, smaller estates, even if you had a property, if you didn't have a huge amount of super, those estates wouldn't be that huge. But now with the value of property prices, a lot of people use financial advisors now. Their super is so much bigger than they thought. A lot of estates I'm seeing for couples are $3-5 million. And if you were to specifically gift the residue of those to your children, getting $1 million each is quite a lot of money, I guess. But if it goes into the testamentary trust, it's in there, it's protected, okay? A lot of people say to me, oh, I think my kids might be a bit annoyed that they're going to be receiving their inheritance in this way. I've got two things to say. My first thing is I don't really care, okay? This is your money. You earned this money. You get to decide what happens to this money. I don't know if you are hearing this. Maybe you need to hear this, but I don't know where this entitlement comes to from inheritances, okay? That is your money. My number one view, actually, before my number one view that I just told you, is that you should spend it, okay? It's your money. Go on a holiday. Go on that cruise. Do whatever you want to do, okay? That's your money. That's number one. But it is your money, okay? So you get to decide how it's distributed. I understand people's desire to help their children. And, you know, I am in that stage of my life where I have a mortgage, I have little kids, you know, any money gifted to me is really helpful. So there are some ways that we can be creative in how we work that. And my number one suggestion is really giving a specific gift to the children of cash, particularly if you have a really large estate. You can give them some cash as like a sweetener and then everything else go into the testamentary trust. To me, I think that's a really good compromise. For testamentary trust wills, I do recommend that you speak to your children about it, why you've done it, have a very thorough letter of wishes. If you don't want to speak to your children about why you've included a testamentary trust in your will, I think they're fantastic. So don't let them be scary. Don't let them be a concept for the rich people. You know, I hear people allude to, oh, you think testamentary trust for the rich. They are for everyone. And really, if you have an asset base of over $500,000 investable assets, we really do recommend them for you. So I think I've spent most of this podcast just convincing you that a testamentary trust is right for you, but I hope that I've outlined some reasons as to why you would consider it in your will and updating your will. So I think I've jabbered on about this way too much. Thank you so much for listening or watching, and I will speak to you next week. Next week, we are going to wrap up talking about things that you probably haven't considered in your estate plan, as these are things that I find that people have just kind of let go when we're doing an estate plan. So we're going to do that to wrap up our Start 2026 right. As always, hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. Book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. And I'll speak to you next week. Thank you. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.